Chapter 4. Keep out. Jack and Mary ran back to Uncle Ted as fast as they could. They were both out of breath by the time they reached him.
"What's the matter?" said Uncle Ted.
"Why are you out of breath? What are you running away from? Come and sit down and tell me what's wrong."
Jack and Mary sat on the bank. Mary told Uncle Ted all about the old pump house with its barbed wire and keep out sign. She also told him about the dead fish that she had seen by the grid under the building. Uncle Ted rubbed his chin and looked thoughtful.
Did anything else happen?
Yes, said Jack. We heard some voices. Two men were talking about us. I think they have been spying on us.
Spying on us?
Yes, said Mary. Do you remember that I saw someone watching us yesterday on the far bank? I think it was one of the men we heard today.
How strange, said Uncle Ted.
I don't think they like us fishing here, said Jack. And they really don't want us by the pump house at all. But what are they up to?
It's all very strange, agreed Uncle Ted. I want to take a look at those dead fish. I have never heard a fish dying like that in this beautiful stream.
Uncle Ted and the children walked back upstream to the pump house. Mary pointed out the grid where they had seen the dead fish.
I don't want to look at them again, she said.
You two wait here and I'll have a look, said Uncle Ted.
He walked carefully down the bank to the water's edge. A few minutes later, he came back.
There are no dead fish by the grid, he said.
Are you sure you saw them?
Yes, said Jack and Mary. We both saw them. There were lots of them.
Suddenly, they heard an angry voice. It said,
What are you doing on my property?
Uncle Ted and the children turned around quickly. There, standing at the top of the bank, was a man. He was tall and quite fat. He was wearing a dirty blue sweater and old black trousers. He looked very untidy. He also looked very cross.
That's Sid Scrub, Uncle Ted whispered to the children. He's the man I was telling you about. He and his brother bought the old pump house. They own the factory.
Sid glared at Uncle Ted and the children. He held a big dog on a thick chain. The dog snarled at them and pulled hard on its chain. Mary hid behind Uncle Ted.
I said, what are you doing on my property? Repeated Sid Scrub.
The children were worried, said Uncle Ted. They say that they saw dead fish trapped behind the grid below the pump house. I came to see for myself.
Dead fish, sneered Sid. Dead fish? What nonsense.
It's not nonsense, said Jack hotly. We did see dead fish by the grid. We saw lots and lots of them.
Did you see any dead fish?
Sid asked Uncle Ted.
Well, no, said Uncle Ted. So
where have these dead fish gone?
Asked Sid. The dog tugged on its chain.
Have they disappeared into thin air? Or have they swum off like all living fish do?
Mary felt a little braver.
But they weren't alive, she said. They were dead. We saw them.
Jack and Mary always tell the truth, said Uncle Ted. So if they say they saw dead fish, then they saw dead fish.
Sid Scrub walked down the bank towards them. The dog panted noisily beside him and tugged hard on its chain. Mary felt really scared.
There are no dead fish here,
said Sid Scrub. And if I see any of you here again, I will call the police. Do you understand?
But,
started Jack. Sid's dog growled. Jack stepped back. The dog looked very fierce. Uncle Ted put his hand on Jack's shoulder.
Yes, we understand. Come along, you two.
Uncle Ted led the two children back along the path to where they had left their fishing rods.
He said. There is some fishy business going on there.
Very fishy business, said Jack. But what are we going to do about it?
There's nothing we can do, said Uncle Ted. I don't want you two in danger, and I don't like Sid Scrub at all. You must keep well away from him.
But there were dead fish by the grid, said Mary. More fish might die if we do nothing. We must solve the mystery and save the fish.
I agree, said Jack.
What about the Admiral? He might be in danger too.
That would be a terrible thing to happen, said Uncle Ted.
Why don't we go back to the old pump house tonight when it's dark? Said Jack. We could watch and see what happens.
I don't think that's a very good idea, said Uncle Ted, and shook his head.
Please, Uncle Ted, said Mary. Please say we can go. We will be safe if you are with us.
Uncle Ted thought for a few minutes.
Well, he said, if your mother agrees, we will come back tonight. But we must be very careful. Then perhaps we can solve this mystery.
Thank you, Uncle Ted, said Mary. Wow, we're going on a night watch, said Jack. I wonder what will happen. This is going to be a real adventure.
His eyes shone with excitement.
Can we go and ask Mum now, please?